As we start Holy Week, we recall the passion of Christ, how he underwent tremendous suffering out of love for all of us. This is a popular time for us to pray and reflect on how Jesus suffered so much for each and every one of us, that we might be saved, that we might have the opportunity of being with him forever in heaven. But for some, this is hard to believe. Hard to believe that this is all true of what Christ had done for us. For example, Sabrina, the actress of Veronica in Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ, she had stopped believing and she had stopped practicing the faith long before she had that role in that movie. She said she wanted to believe in Christ, but just couldn't. In the movie, we see Jesus, he falls and he's being abused as he's lying there on the ground. And the Roman soldiers are trying to control the crowd. And Veronica just kind of glides in real close to Jesus. She asks him to permit her to help him. And with love and devotion, she wipes his face and she offers him a drink. It's a beautiful moment of intimacy in the movie. But it was not an easy scene to film. In fact, when they were trying to film it, the crowd kept bumping into Veronica and messing up the scene. But in its own way, this was a blessing too, because it meant they had to film it over and over and over again. And when they did this about 15 to 20 times, Sabrina, having looked at the suffering Christ, having seen him repeatedly calling him Lord, she felt something melt inside of her. And for a moment, she could believe. The flame of hope was kindled in her darkened heart. We too can sometimes have our faith weakened or possibly even lost through indifference, through sin. But Jesus Christ wants to melt our hearts too. He wants us to look upon him, to meditate upon his suffering, and how that's an expression of his love for all of us. He wants to take our wounds upon himself, like he did in the Passion, so that he may heal our wounds and make us whole again. He wants to win us over to himself even more now than before. He wants to give us hope in the midst of the suffering that we experience in this life. He wants to help us to reach new depths in our belief of him. This Holy Week, let us all spend extra time with the Lord in prayer, especially focusing on his passion. Like the actress of Veronica did, and like her, come to believe in our Lord all the more. Let us meet the mercy of the Lord in confession, if we haven't yet done so this Lenten season. We do have a special opportunity for confessions tomorrow and Tuesday at 7 p.m. until all who have come have had their confessions heard. Let us call upon the mercy of the Lord through the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which is prayed every day in the Little Church at 3:33 p.m. Let us participate in the liturgies of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil to be drawn ever more deeply into this mystery of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. Let us journey with Christ through the stations of the cross and meditate upon that suffering, which expresses such a deep love that he has for all of us. What a tremendous and awesome reality that is, that he would give himself up for us like that. Not just all of us collectively, but each and every one of us individually. If you, in particular, were the only person in the world who had sinned, Christ would still be willing to go through all of his suffering in order to save you. This is a profound expression of his love, something that we have to recognize and accept and allow ourselves to be drawn ever more deeply into this mystery and be filled ever more fully with that love that Christ has for all of us. So let us ponder this mystery as we prepare to meet our Lord Jesus Christ in the most Holy Eucharist.